Welcome to Bookmark, where you can take a pause and dive into the wide world of literature. I'm Emerson Clift, and today I'm going to discuss Shatter Me. Before we begin, we must give a disclaimer. To say the views expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and not those of the Benton High School District. This episode may include spoilers, so please listen at your own risk. Chapter 1. I've been locked up for 264 days. I have nothing but a small notebook and a broken bin, and the numbers in my head to keep me company. One window, four walls, 144 square feet, 26 letters in an alphabet. I haven't spoken in 264 days of isolation, 6,336 hours since I've touched another human being. You're getting a cellmate crossed out, roommate. They say to me, we hope you rot to death in this place, cross out for good behavior, they say to me. Another psycho just like you crossed out. No more isolation, they say to me. They are the minions of the establishment, the intellective that was supposed to help our dying society. The same people who pulled me out of my parents' home and locked me in an asylum for something outside of my control. No one cares that I didn't know what I was capable of, and I didn't know what I was doing. I have no idea where I am. I only know that I was transported by someone in a white van who drove 6 hours and 37 minutes to get me here. I know I was handcuffed to my seat. I know I was strapped to my chair. I know my parents never bothered to say goodbye to me. Crossed out. I know I didn't cry as I was taken away. I know the sky falls down every day. The sun drops into the ocean and splashes of brown and reds and yellows and orange into the world outside my window. A million leaves from 100 different branches drip in the window. Wind, flattering with the false promise of light. The gust catches their withered wings only to force them downward, forgotten, left to be trampled by soldiers. Stationed below. There aren't as many trees as there were before, and this before is what these scientists say. They say our worlds used to be green, our clouds used to be white, our sun was always the right kind of light, but have very little memories of that world. I don't remember much from before. The only extensive I know is the one I was giving, an echo of what used to be. I pressed my palms to the small pane of glass and felt the cold clasp my hands in a familiar embrace. We both are alone, both existent in the absence of something else. I grabbed my nearly useless pen and the very little ink I've learned to rotations each day instead, changed my mind, abandoned the effort to try to write things down. Having a cellmate might be okay, talking to a real human before human being might make things easier. I practiced using my voice, shaping my lips around the familiar words, unfamiliar to my mouth. I practiced all day. I'm surprised to remember how to speak. I sit up on the cloth-covered spring. I'm forced to sleep on, and I wait. I rock back and forth and wait. I wait too long and fall asleep. My eyes open to two eyes, two lips, two ears, two eyebrows. I stifle my scream, my urgency to run, the creeping horror gripping my limbs. You're a and you are a girl. He cocks an eyebrow. He leans away from my face. He grins, but he's not smiling, and I want to cry. My eyes, desperate, terrified, darting towards the door. I'm tired to open so many times. I've lost count. They locked me up with a boy. Dear God, they're trying to kill me. They've done it on purpose, to torture me, to torment me, to keep me from sleeping through the night ever again. His arms all tattered up, half sleeves to his elbows. His eyebrow is missing, a ring they must confiscate, dark blue eyes, dark brown hair, sharp jawline, strong lean frame, gorgeous, crossed out, dangerous, terrifying, horrible. He laughs and I fall off my bed and scribble into the corner. His eyes up the miniature pillow on the spare bed they shoved into the empty space this morning. The skimpy mattress and threadbare blanket hardly big enough to support his upper half. He glances at my bed, glances at his, shoves them both together with one hand, uses his foot to push the two metal frames to his side of the room, stretching out across the two mattresses, grabbing my pillow to huff up under his neck. I begin to shake. I bite my lip and try to bury myself in the dark corner. He's stolen my bed, my blanket, my pillow. I have nothing but the floor. I will have nothing but the floor. I will never fight back because I'm too petrified, too paralyzed, too paranoid. So you're what, insane? Is that why you're here? I'm not insane, crossed out. He props himself up enough to see my face. He laughs again. I'm not going to hurt you. I want to believe him, crossed out. I don't believe him. What's your name? He asks. None of your business. What's your name? Crossed out. I hear his irritation, exhaling of breath. I hear him turn over on the bed that used to be half mine. I stay awake all night, my knees curled up to my chin, my arms wrapped tight around my small frame, my long brown hair, the only curtain between us. I will not fall asleep. I cannot fall asleep. I cannot hear those screams again. This has been Emerson Clutch with Bookmark. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We will catch you again next week. Our music is by Frisland Studios.